sweet Jesus, precious Jesus, let all heaven and the earth proclaim, for kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. There is something about your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just explain something to you while you are standing. Please give us Psalm 49. Psalm 49 and verse 4. Psalm 49 and verse 4. He says, I will reveal my dark sayings upon the harp. Hallelujah. That something happens when we begin to worship, as we prepare for the word. There is a connection between worship and the spirit of revelation. It says, I will reveal my dark sayings. I will open my dark sayings upon the harp. Prophetic revelation is very connected to worship. I just wanted to understand what Pastor Nat was doing just to usher us into the word. That in the atmosphere of strong worship, the spirit of revelation finds expression. Hallelujah. Like we did yesterday, may I request, I just sense that tonight is a night of not just the supernatural, but ignitions, activations, impartations. Many supernatural things will be happening. Psalm 80 and verse 17. Psalm 80, I want us to pray two scriptures and then we'll be seated. Can we read together? While I was meditating, this scripture came very strong twice in my heart, and then I just had to pen it down. Let's read it together. One, two, read. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man that thou madest strong for thyself. It's a prayer that your hand will be upon the person you have decided to make strong for yourself. The next prayer we are going to pray is 1 Chronicles 4:10, the prayer of Jabez. Jabez was a man who became a victim of his mother's frustration. The Bible says she named him Jabez because she bore him in sorrow. And this man's life became a misery, but one day he got angry. I don't know who taught him, I don't know who mentored him, but God bless that person. Because he got to a point, he was tired, and he prayed this prayer. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, are you ready? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him. I'd like you to open your mouth in 1 minute and cry. Tonight, oh God, let your hand rest upon me. I am the one you have called. I am the one you have chosen. Let your hand rest upon me. Someone full of faith is praying. Someone full of faith is praying. Go ahead and pray. Let your hand rest upon me. Someone who believes it is your night, pray. Let your hand rest upon me.
I'm thirsty for you. I'm thirsty for
go ahead and pray.
I'm come
pray out your desperation for an encounter with the hand of God.
I'm thirsty for you. I'm thirsty for you.
Someone who is tired of your current situation, go ahead and pray.
I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. I've come to the water. I'm hungry for you.
Let your hand rest upon me. Let your hand rest upon me.
I'll carry and not let you go. Come fill me till I overflow. I'll carry and not let you go. Come and fill me till I overflow.
Keep praying. This is part of the meeting. Hallelujah. 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 For someone, I want you to pray. We're still going to pray one more prayer. Father, the level of grace, that river, let 1,000 cubits be measured again. Let me dive deeper into this experience of your power. Can you lift your voice and pray in 1 minute? A deeper experience. A deeper experience. Let me know your power like never before.
Sweet Holy Spirit, help me know Jesus, Jesus, more than before. I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry.
Jesus Christ, help us, Spirit of the Living God. We depend on you. Let tonight be an unusual service. Let it be an extraordinary encounter. May your hand rest upon us. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Nat, thank you. Thank you so very much. I want you to be very sensitive. Be very, very sensitive in this place as I bring the word of God. Let me do a quick recap on our discussion yesterday. I did say yesterday that the hand of God is an expression to describe the power of God. That it was very customary for God to speak to the prophets in types and shadows, in similitudes. And that when the Bible talks about the hand of God, it is an expression to describe the power of God. Listen, please. When it is at work, when it is in motion. So when the power of God is at work in the life of an individual, in the life of God's people, against the enemy, it is called the hand of God. Then I did tell us that the hand of God also describes the engracing. And this will be the point of focus tonight. The hand of God also describes the engracing that comes upon the believer, causing that believer to manifest and to walk in extraordinary dimensions of exploits. You simply call that engracing the anointing upon. And that is going to be the subject of my discussion. Hallelujah. So, we are discussing two dimensions of the hand of God. Number one is the power of God at work in whatever capacity as we considered yesterday. And then number two, it has to do with the engracing that comes upon the believer. I did tell us yesterday that there are a few keys that and principles that must be kept if we're to experience the hand of God. Let me run through them. I omitted two for sake of time yesterday, but I'll just touch on it briefly. That's not my emphasis, but then at least just to help you complete the list. Number one, if you recall, we said the first key to experiencing the hand of God is walking in the will of God. Walking in the will of God. John 8:28-29. It matters that we walk in the will of God if we desire to experience the hand of God. The Bible says, Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself. Jesus is speaking, but as my Father had taught me, I speak of these things. 29. And he that sent me is with me, and the Father had not left me alone, for I do always the things that please him. Number two, we looked at obedience. Remember? The second key, obedience. Luke 5:4-6. Obedience. That obedience is a necessary condition. When he had left speaking, the Bible says, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said, Master, we have toiled all night. Nevertheless, at thy word we will let down the net. The next verse. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. It was at the instance of obedience that they experienced the hand of God. Number three is the mystery of praise and worship. For reference, you may want to look at 2 Kings 3:14-17. Remember the story of Elisha prophesying when they came to him, and he did that in honor of Jehoshaphat. And the Bible tells us that he was not even going to regard those who came, but then he decided to regard them all the way. But he said, bring me a minstrel. Verse 15 now. And it came to pass when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. And then he began to prophesy that you shall not see wind, you shall not see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water. If you recall again in 2 Chronicles, when you read 20, just write the scripture for reference. Yesterday I was in a rush, I didn't add some of these scriptures. 5-7, then you go to 22-25. This was Jehoshaphat again. The Bible lets us know that the strategy was given to them. They began to lift up worship, and the hand of the Lord came so strongly upon the camp of the enemy, they began to kill themselves, and everyone helped to kill the other. And then number four, I did teach us yesterday that the fourth key that releases the hand of God upon an individual is sacrifice. Psalm 50 and verse 5. Gather unto me, my saints, they that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Hallelujah. Let me just give you the remaining two. I may not discuss them, but they are very important. The sixth key I would have communicated yesterday that controls the manifestation of the hand of God is called humility. 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 1 Peter chapter 5, 5 to 6. Humility. As simple as this sounds, there are many people who will not experience the hand of God because of pride. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be clothed with humility, for God resisted the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. Then you will see the effect of the hand. If you are too proud and you stand above the hand, you will not see it work for you. You have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will exalt you. And then number 6 was that I would have mentioned yesterday is the prophetic. The prophetic. That men and women encounter the experience of the hand of God under the influence of the prophetic. But let's rush today and discuss the other side of the hand of God, the engracing, the anointing upon. Now, theologically speaking, when we talk about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it is broadly classified in two dimensions. There is what is called the anointing within. Please pay attention now. And then there's what we call the anointing upon. Let me talk for a moment about the anointing within. 1 John chapter 2, 20, and then we'll go to verse 27. Is God speaking to someone already? But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Then verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth and no lie. And even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. What is the anointing within? Just for your understanding, I wrote here, it is the engracing that comes with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, at the point of salvation, there is the encounter with Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Please look up. Let's do a bit of Bible study now. When you receive Jesus Christ, as you call it, his life, it is true that we confess that you have received Jesus. But the actual personality that represents the presence of Jesus that comes to live in the believer is the Holy Spirit. Jesus as a person today is living in the believer through the Holy Spirit. But as a person, his current position is at the right hand of the Father. You need to understand this. Are we together? So the assignment of the Holy Spirit is to answer to anything that Jesus, his name, his power represents. So when the believer receives Jesus Christ, alongside with the coming of the Holy Spirit to indwell that believer, there is an engracing that comes. This is what is called the anointing within. It is responsible for the inner work. It is that anointing within that is responsible for the inner work of character and conformity to the image of Christ in experience. Are we together? The anointing within has nothing to do with ministry per se, ministering to people. The recipient is the principal beneficiary of that anointing. So when that engracing comes, it begins to do the inner work of cleansing, the inner work of building the character of Christ. It is the anointing that produces what we call the fruit of the Spirit. Are we together now? The manifestation of the character of the Spirit in the believer. Love, joy, peace, patience. So it doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter the prior mindset. The moment you come into Christ, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes the advantage of that engracing. It's called the anointing within. Are we together? Now, it is your responsibility to walk in partnership with the Holy Spirit to cultivate and increase that anointing.
that anointing can become docile and dormant through your non-participation while you focus on other aspects of the anointing. Listen very carefully. In as much as it comes to work in you, all through the process of that regeneration and transformation, the Holy Spirit depends on your cooperation. He will never force your will. Are we together? So you can choose, even with the anointing within dwelling in you, that I'm not interested in building the character of the Christ. You will see that you have been saved genuinely, but the proof, the fruit of righteousness does not manifest in you. And as you will be learning, what gives credence to this next level of the anointing I want to talk about is this very one. Because when all is said and done, you will be learning that the anointing upon is for service. That is the charismatic dimension of the anointing. That is the one people usually see. That is one they usually celebrate. But in order of spiritual superiority, this one you have received is the one that makes you like Christ. The one that I'm about to talk about helps you to do the works of Christ. It does not make you like Christ. So you can be an individual who is not like Christ, yet you are doing the work of Christ. Did you hear what I said? Just because you can be doing the work of Christ correctly, but you are none of His. Because that transformation and that conformity, you see that? It is the reason why you do not accredit people based on the manifestation of the gift of the Spirit and so on and so forth. Are we together? A rod can receive the anointing upon, but it cannot become like Christ. A donkey can talk just because an anointing came upon it. Are we together now? Yes. The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Then it talks about the gift of the Spirit. Fruit is proof that a tree has become matured. It takes time for fruit. You don't plant a tree and then it produces fruit. No. Are we together? Fruit is a testament that maturity has happened to that tree. It's important that we get this. Because there are many people who, because of the charismatism around this other dimension, they ignore this inner working because it's usually quiet. Can I tell you, before God announces you, this first phase, if you are to grow correctly, when God calls you, for a long time the anointing upon will not come. And that's what beguiles many people, that they are not making spiritual progress. Because we usually think when the anointing comes, the power, now everybody begins to hear about you. And most people graduate themselves from the school of the Spirit, not allowing Him to work this inner work in them. What helps you to sustain the anointing upon is the strength of your walk with God within. Because now you will be learning that with the anointing upon, there are many things that it brings. Fame, increase. Are we together? Levels, financial increase, your name. It is this inner working that helps you. It's like the foundation. You see, when you plant a tree, you don't see the root. But that is really what holds the tree. But that is the invisible part of it. No matter what you do to that tree, if you have not affected the root, even if you cut it, you only wasted your time. It's a matter of time. Are we together now? Yes. If you want to destroy a tree, you don't pluck out the leaves and the fruit one by one. It's a total waste of time. You call it uprooting, not upstemming, not upbranching, uprooting. So you go to the root and disconnect it from the earth and leave it there. At the time you do it, you will still see the branches looking green. It's only a matter of time. Everything will fade down. Are you learning now? So the anointing within is that engracing that produces the fruit of the Spirit. That is what causes you to love the Lord. Listen, to desire His presence and to be like Him. Loving the Lord and desiring Him is not mechanical. If it is mechanical, you will be tired one day. There is an anointing that actually causes men to love the Lord, to seek Him. You cannot be worshiping for 4 hours, 8 hours, praying all the time, locking yourself and you are with God alone. No, it is not given to humans to be that. Are we together now? We are beings of activity. Whatever will give you the grace to shut down, it is that anointing. So when you see someone who does not love church, does not love the things of God, even if the person is saved, the diagnosis. I'm helping you so you can help other people immediately. With this intelligence, you can see a believer and know with precision what is already wrong. It may not be that the person is not saved. He's been in church for years, but you cannot see that conformity. The problem is that he does not know that he has a responsibility to walk in partnership with the Spirit of God, walk in partnership with the Word, to allow that anointing do the inner work in him. How do you know the anointing is working in you? Because very soon, you will stop looking like where you came from. With all due respect, it doesn't matter whether you come from the north, from the south. Territorially speaking, we come with baggages of limitations that are traced to our foundation. So you can see someone, and if he tells you I'm from so-so-so place, you can almost predict. So you are all these people with this your attitude. How do you know you are growing? Because as that anointing begins to work in you, there is a reorientation. It cuts certain desires and introduces other kinds of desires. So that the things you once laughed at, now you desire. You didn't want to pray in the spirit. Now you are the one who is spearheading prayer. When you see spiritual laxity in believers, what they need is not impartation for ministry. What they need is an activation of that inner well, that anointing within. Are you seeing that sometimes, men of God, we make mistakes? Because when people come and they say, I'm weak spiritually, my life is not this, I'm not conforming to the image of Christ. Sometimes what we now do is to say, we want to anoint them for service. This person is already dead on arrival. What service is he going to do? Everybody say the anointing within. This one does not come upon your head. This one is within your spirit. That is what turned Saul to Paul. Are we together now? Yes. Show me a man who has been trained to take advantage of the anointing within. You will never see the weak version of him again. You come as you are, but you don't remain as you are, because you are given this anointing. Believers, hear me. Are we together now? Yes, sir. The anointing within. It is not charismatic. No, it is not shouting. Nobody even knows what God is doing in you. But from that, the abundance of what he's doing, this is what Jesus focused on producing in the believers when he resurrected. Notice, is that tarry ye? But the issue is, they were frustrated because they expected the impartation to have happened earlier. He sat them down, was teaching them, love your neighbors. And they said, come on, we've stayed with you too long. Give us this power to go and heal the sick. And they even took initiative by themselves and were disappointed. The Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples took initiative and they were so disappointed. They came back and they said, Jesus, what is all this? But he said, tarry ye. If that anointing within did not work in them, all of them would have given up and they would have run away. What really made them apostles was not just their signs and wonders. They would never be able to go through martyrdom if that inner working is not there. Listen, the ability to live for Jesus and if need be die for Jesus is not based on the anointing that comes on your head. There is an inner working. You have gotten into a level of love and passion for Jesus that is bigger than ministry, bigger than money. And can I tell you, the staying power, the ability to remain when circumstances are not favorable, that really makes you a true Christian. That staying power, that stamina, is from the anointing within. It says, if you turn aside in the day of battle, it is because your strength is small. Hallelujah. So Paul is praying and he says, strengthen with all might in the inner man. The inner man. The inner man. Now, because our generation is a charismatic generation, we generally have an obsession. Give me the one that will make people know me now. Holy Ghost, you can manage whatever you see within, but let's focus on the one that can give me fame, open up doors for ministry. Unfortunately, it does not work that way. I'm comforting someone already, because from all through this year, you kept focusing on the anointing upon, and the Holy Spirit told me, is telling you even by my talk now, that it is true that you are called to the nations, but it does not start with an impartation upon. You stay while he walks. And sometimes, one of the ways God achieves that is to hide a part of your assignment to you so it does not distract you. And he will give you a position in church that is not really the position you will be having later on. But that one is a temporary position to keep you serving. Are we together? Did you understand what I just said? So you are called to be a great man of God. But God, because he wants to get your attention, he can put you in the ushering department. And everybody around you knows that this man is an usher plus something else. That's something else we don't know. And sometimes you will feel so insulted that you are walking there and God keeps you there. There is a work that he's doing. But one day, I was so touched when I was watching the documentary. Do you see that same pattern even in your pastor's life? From the head of choir, and then one day, usually, destiny opens up. And the challenge is that most people do not know, they cannot see what the Holy Spirit is doing within. It is when that charismatic power comes, then usually they say, where did this one come from? There is nobody who comes from nowhere. Except it's not by the Holy Ghost. Just because you are not aware of the training of David. It was not, listen, Saul's encounter with David, or Samuel's encounter with David, was not the first time God began to work on him. The work had been happening in the wilderness. Are we together now? Yes. So for someone, my encouragement for you right now before we continue is, do not disrespect what the Holy Spirit is doing within you just because no one knows you. They may not know you, they may not call you that name, but there is still a prophet within you. There is still a woman of God within you. Don't look at your colleagues and say, we all started together. That's not how God works. The nature of your assignment can determine, it can make you stay 5 years and you'll be roaming around like you don't know what you are doing. It is because of the way God is going to be using you. Is someone listening now? The anointing within. All those who know this, in truth, they place more value on the operation of the Spirit within than even that which comes to give you ministerial exploits. That is why when we finish doing what we need to do with the anointing upon, we rush back and say, Father, continue the work. Because it is the strength of what is happening in the secret place. Can I tell you? If you lose the operation of the anointing within, you will be like a fan. It's only a matter of time. You know, when you off light from a fan, it still rotates. But there is no power to continue again. And I say this with all due respect. This is also one of the explanations behind the balloon success that you see in our world. So people are just visible within a season. Everybody can know you. People can call you this. And then after 1-2 years... May you last. I say to you, may you last. It is better to not even start that journey than to attract the attention of a generation only to go down and they ask, where did you go to? Hallelujah. Are we together? The inner working of the Spirit, building character. You wake up in the morning and the Holy Spirit tells you, unplanned for, the next 1 week we are fasting. You are supposed to travel. He says, no, it's not an emergency. What are you doing with me, oh God? And you stay back and you are praying. And the devil comes to you and says, I hope you know time is going. This is your God thing you are doing. You will soon become, your life will become a waste. One of the ways you know that you are walking with God, bah, is that there are many things about your life you will not be able to explain. Because there is a hand bigger than you that is driving you through destiny. When you become excessively intellectual and logical, then forget about becoming, not with God. Someone just gives you a gift, 1 million, and just when you want to relax and enjoy it, you are bringing out your tithe. God says, no, it's not for you. I only use you to collect it. I'm going to tell you the person you will send it to. And you are saying, God, what is the meaning of this? Was it not to you I was praying that you would give me 200,000? Now 1 million came and not even 200,000. It is not about the money. He's doing something to your heart. In that training, pride dies. In that training, your ego dies. In the year that King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, saw the Lord. You need to understand this so that you don't just get excited about the hand of God. It is the anointing within. Hallelujah. Are we learning? The key is to wait and to stay with the Holy Spirit. Even if you do not understand what He's doing, you trust Him. Your daily meditation, the Lord building you, someone will annoy you and the Holy Spirit will tell you to tell the person who offended you sorry, and you say, God, please, this is enough. What kind of training are we doing? He says, say sorry. You can choose to refuse, but He now says, say sorry, and you stand saying sorry. Then the person says, I thought you wouldn't say sorry, and it pains you again, and you are like, God, what are you doing? This is funny, but it's the truth. It's how He works with us. So the anointing within comes to all believers at salvation, and it can increase with yieldedness. The more you are yielded to the Spirit, the more you are yielded to His training, the more you are yielded to His dealing, you will find that there is a rich deposit of the Christ life in you. At the end of that training, let me tell you, everybody who sees you, regardless where you come from, you will become about the clearest picture of Jesus that they can see. And it's not like it's something you plan to do. It was just a byproduct of your diligence and your yieldedness. You will find out that the anger is nowhere to be found. The lust is nowhere to be found. The pride is nowhere to be found. Whereas the you of before, if someone touches you, you don't even talk to the person. You will blow the person first. And then when the person turns, you say, with this that has happened, learn next time that you will not step on my stove. But something happens within you. So when people in church remain as they are, I am telling you, this is the diagnosis. They are not yielding to the Spirit to do that inner working. And now sometimes we make the mistake of using longevity to lift and promote people. Just because people have been around the spiritual system for many years does not mean they have allowed that anointing to work. Are we together now? You can be 10 years in church and 1 month the Spirit. 10 years in church but your age in the Spirit, with respect to your yield, time is not what defines age in the Spirit. It's your level of conformity. So you can have 1 month worth of yieldedness and 10 years membership. Hallelujah. Let's talk about the anointing upon now. What is the anointing upon, my God? This is the endowment with power. This is what we call the hand of God, with respect to the engracing that comes upon a believer. The anointing within is the endowment with power for service. For service. You're writing on the line for service. Endowment with power from on high for service. Luke 24:49. This is the engracing that equips the saints for extraordinary exploits. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Say upon you. Not just within you. Jesus had earlier on spoken to them about the Spirit who was with them and would be in them. Now He's saying there is a promise that will come upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Are we together? Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and that power will make you witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all they that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Isaiah 61, please, give us verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say upon me. One more time, say upon me. When it is upon, it is for service. When it is upon, it is to empower you to be a witness. It is for extraordinary exploits. Now let me say this very quickly. The greatest hindrance, we're discussing the anointing upon now. The greatest hindrance to the anointing upon is the state of your heart. The greatest hindrance. When you find a believer who does not seem to access this engracing, it looks like the hand of God is far from resting on your life and on your head. It is usually the heart condition. I think the greatest dealing in my life with the Holy Spirit is in this area. The heart condition. I have learned by experience, no matter what you do right in this life, if your heart is wrong, it cancels it. 2 Chronicles 25:1-2. Let me show you a scripture that I plead you never forget for the rest of your life. 2 Chronicles. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadam of Jerusalem. Let's read verse 2 together. Ready? 1, 2, read. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Look at this kind of scripture. How do you do what is right in the sight of the Lord? Your doing was not wrong. Your service was accurate as required. But the problem was your heart. Your preaching can be right. Your singing can be right. Your giving can be right. And yet it will not attract the hand of God. Because the state of your heart vetoes your fasting. It vetoes your prayer. It vetoes your Bible study. It vetoes the energy that is dissipated in the house of God. Isn't it amazing? The state of a man's heart. The greatest requirement. The greatest determinant of the manifestation of the hand of God. Is someone learning now? In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9 and 10, the emphasis is verse 10. Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It says, I the Lord, watch this. I search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So you can be praying, Lord, open doors for me. I want you to grant me the kind of grace you have given Pastor Nathaniel Bassey. I want you to give me Benny Hinn's anointing. I want you to give me late Idahosa's anointing. I want you to grant me access to late Apostle Babalola's anointing. And what if somebody should watch you from a distance, you say, what zeal and passion. Oh God, help this man. And yet God says, I know what I'm seeing. Whereas your mouth is saying this, your heart is saying, there has to be someone famous and I'm that person. Do you know that your heart also has a voice? The Bible says, say not in your heart. There is a voice and God hears both. The one we are hearing is the one we can judge you by. But there is the inner voice. Who is God speaking to tonight? Hallelujah. The inner voice. The state of your heart. And I did teach you yesterday, the moment there is any agenda in your heart aside from the revelation and the glorification of Jesus, you are already found wanting. Mene mene tekel ofesed. O King, you have been weighed in a balance and you have been found wanting. God weighs men. And when he finds you wanting, he helps you by pruning you. There are many things that you call delay that is not delay. It is the mercy of God keeping you and pruning you. Are we together now? So that you will not abort destiny. It is God that knows the heart of men. Now, there are times that God can be keeping men at certain levels and you may want to help them out of compassion. And God will tell you, just remain. I know what I'm doing. God, what is it about a job that you cannot give this zealous, wonderful sister? God says, I love her more than you. You didn't even die for her as much as you love her. If you are to hang on the cross for her, you will not hang on the cross for her. So I know what I'm doing. Who would ever know that in that young boy called David was a murderer? If you saw David as a young boy, he would be the kind of child every parent would want. Yet in that young boy, the murderer did not come when he was in the throne. The murderer manifested when he was there. Only God knows how many versions of us are in us. Did you hear what I said? Only God knows how many versions of us. I think it was Dr. Modok who wrote his song, God Loves Every One of Me. But God cannot use every one of you. There is a version of you that needs to die. There is a version of you that needs to die. Both Cain and Abel came out of the same womb. And the Bible uses them to describe the man of the spirit and the man of the flesh. Paul began to vent his frustration in Romans chapter 7. He says, the things that I desire to do, I do not find myself doing them. And the things I don't want to do, that is what I find. This is the apostle himself. Oh, and he did not hide it. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Then chapter 8 verse 1 now says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. He says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath set me free from the law of sin and death. Is someone learning? So the anointing upon depends on the state of your heart. But very quickly, so that we get into the impartation, there are three platforms for receiving the anointing. There are three platforms for accessing the hand of God. And I want you to please pay attention now. Number one, how do I experience the hand of God? What we call the power upon, the anointing upon. How do I experience it in my life and your life? Number one, a direct encounter with the spirit of power. Micah chapter 3 and verse 8. A direct encounter. The believer can have a direct encounter with the spirit of power. He says, but truly, I am full of power by the spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might. I am full of power by the spirit of the Lord. Is someone learning? There is something called the spirit of power. That should be 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Give it to us, please. 2 Timothy 1 7. Yes. But the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and of a sound mind. A sound mind is what you call wisdom. Are we together now? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. There is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer called the spirit of power. The spirit of power. When you access the spirit of power, your life will be turned around. And you see, this access can be enhanced by spiritual activities like prayer, spiritual activities like fasting. These two particularly, they are directly connected to your encountering the spirit of power. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Luke chapter 4, 1, 2, and 14. Is God speaking to someone? Luke chapter 4, 1, 2, and 14. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost and returned from Jordan and was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 4. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended afterwards, he was hungry. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. The spirit of power. Tonight, the hand of God, as the spirit of power, is moving across this place. I am not sure it is looking for everyone, because I don't know how many people are truly ready, but I know one thing for sure, that there is somebody at this Oasis conference that in the name of Jesus, the spirit of power, it will just come and rest upon you. Hallelujah. It is not that it will come and visit you. The psalmist said, now, was it Solomon now? He said, now arise, O Lord, come to your resting place. That you have made your life his resting place. The spirit of power. I just sense in my spirit this Iba song, Pastor Nat. Iba ho, Iba. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit.
Iba ho.
Sing it for me, my dear people.
Iba ho, Iba.
Iba,
Iba ho, Iba.
If I'm you, I'll be praying in the spirit for 1 minute, opening, preparing your heart for an encounter with the spirit of power.
Blessed are thou, root of Jesse. Blessed are thou, son of
Jesse.
You are eminently glorious. Immaculately beautiful. I can go.
Disconnect from this atmosphere. Luke chapter 1, 34 and 35. The spirit of power. I'm showing you the first way that people encounter the hand of God. Then said Mary to the angel, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? How shall I rise? How shall ministry work? How shall the supernatural happen? The answer is in verse 35. Watch this. And the angel answered and said to Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Alanda kaparagosia tabada. We're going to sing this song just one more time. Then I go to number 2 and 3. The waters is being stirred.
Balaga,
So number one, the first way we access the power of tongues is an encounter with the spirit of power. Number two, very quickly, the second way we access the power of tongues is through the understanding of the word, the understanding of scripture. There is a dimension of the power upon that comes in the life and upon a believer on the strength of the knowledge of scripture. We read yesterday in Habakkuk chapter 3:3-4. My God, I just had a loud shout in the spirit. No. I'm not just talking of a mechanical shout. There is an anointing. I just, like a loud shout, someone shouting by the Spirit of God. I just saw like a rope just cut, just like that. Please help them. Hallelujah. Ah, there is a rain that is falling in this place. The Bible tells us that in that sun-like splendor is the hiding place of His power. In His light is the hiding place of His power. When God wants to introduce you to His hand, He wants His hand to rest upon you. He will open you up to scripture. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. Watch this. Which is able to build you up. Build you up. Build you up. Build you up. I'm seeing four people. Speed is coming to you. Speed. There is a mighty anointing. Speed is coming to you. Speed is coming to you. Peace is coming to you. Hallelujah. Just help them. We're about to pray. My God. My God. My God. My God. Speed. Alash alema sabaras kubash. Krade gebeles sobarus yata. Speed. It will not be like yesterday. No. It will not be like yesterday. Not in ministry. Not in business. Not in career. The hand of the Lord comes upon men to give them speed. Who is God speaking to? The hand of the Lord comes upon men to give them speed. To give them speed to move you forward. Hallelujah. So the second dimension by which we access the anointing upon is a thorough understanding of scripture. There is a man of God here. The reason why you have not accessed certain levels of the power upon is because there is a lot of weakness as far as your spiritual understanding is concerned. You need to begin a project of enlightenment. A project of spiritual enlightenment. Just studying scripture to preach will leave you a weak believer. And in ignorance, there are certain levels of grace you cannot access. Are we together? He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? It was Jesus the enlightened. It was Paul the learned. Who are you? In ignorance, there is no dominion. In fact, there is a class of demon spirits that wait for darkness for their dominion to be activated. They are called rulers of darkness. Their habitation is where there is no knowledge. When they find ignorance in a life, then they are activated. Provided there is light, their habitation has been corrupted. Are we together? I tell you, there is something that is happening, a quickening that is happening to someone's spirit. Release yourself and let the Holy Spirit do the work that He's doing. One moment in His presence can bring you a lifetime encounter. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Sheba
I like that chant. Telling you there is a river. There is a river. There is a river that is told. The waters have been scared. Abalato shalakebe o shalabarago. Edebelege barato sabrashale barato siyadaba. For someone, by reason of this, the spirit of revelation, the level of ignorance that is in your spiritual life cannot bring you to a place of dominion. The spirit of revelation resting on a sister, resting on a brother, resting on a prophet, resting on an apostle in the making, resting on a prayer warrior. I say it by the spirit of the living God, superior dimensions of the spirit of revelation, may it rest upon you, 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 may it rest upon you. May it rest upon you. May it rest upon you. Hallelujah. Let me give you number three. Yahweh. Yahweh.
The Lord of hosts, show forth your glory.
I'm seeing someone who has been sick around the side, very severe pain just around your rib area. There's been excruciating pain there. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in this atmosphere, you are a lady. This is what I'm saying. The power of God is touching you. Check yourself now. Check yourself right now. The power of God is touching you. Who is that person? Check yourself. A miracle is happening to you. You will check and find out that there is no pain there again. No pain there again. No pain there again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number three, the third way we access the anointing upon is through impartation. Impartation is a very deep mystery in the spirit. Deep mystery in the spirit. It is a system by which graces are transferred from those who carry it to those who desire. Hallelujah. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the Bible tells us that when the oil in the lamp of the other five who were told to be foolish, when it was done and they were begging the other five for oil, he said, no, if we give you, we will not have enough. But there is a solution to your problem. He says, go to them that sell and buy. In every generation, there are them that sell. Only that you don't use money to buy it. The currency you use to buy it is hunger, meekness, humility, discernment. Elisha looked at Elijah, and even though the sons of the prophet were there, they had no discernment. Are we together? Perhaps there's someone who are in the worship ministry, but you have been stunted because there is a level of grace you can discern. And I'm telling you, it will do you like a dream that as we continue and as the trumpet is blasted, while other people are receiving other things for you, it's an upgrade happening in the spirit. How do you know that grace has been added? Because your sphere of influence is expanded too. Aside from ease of operation, one of the standard features of increased, multiplied grace is that the territory of your reach expands. You can start from Jerusalem, but you don't remain in Jerusalem. There is a grace that when it comes on you, you can't be in Jerusalem alone. You move to Samaria, then to Judea. But there is a river that when it rests on you, it is to the uttermost part of the earth. For some of you, you have dwelt in Jerusalem, your Jerusalem for long. As this 1,000 cubits is measured, the hand of God comes upon you, moves you to your Judea, moves you to your Samaria, and for some of you, you have stayed here too long. The globe needs to hear what God is doing in your life. Impartation. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you? Impartation is real. A man can be a partaker of the grace that is of God but given through men. God's system for impartation is always through men. Now, don't mistake this for human worship. The way it works is that when God desires a grace, the way grace works is the same way virus works. We call it in the internet age something being viral. How does it become viral? Is it everybody that gets to know it? Later. But it starts with one person. Whether it's an error or something worth. So it can start from Nigeria and then it ends to the whole globe. And sometimes magically fast. In a matter of minutes and hours. And people continue to receive to the point that you almost have to be careful to trace where it originated from. An example, COVID. Are we together? That's how the anointing is. So if there is a grace that God has placed upon Pastor Nat, I can tell you that grace is not just for his ministry alone. In that impartation, God saw others and placed it upon him. Are we together now? The goal is that through discernment, there are many, many people who will become beneficiaries of that grace. And that with time, if you believe, especially that you are called in that area, you will see. And I tell you this sincerely. It's a grace. For some of you, the only thing you see is a worshiper. It takes beyond being a worshiper to have certain levels of influence. If you think it's all about playing, you go ahead and learn any instrument, and you will find out that it's not just about it. There is a grace that makes a generation accept you. Did you hear what I said? Yes. The worst thing that can happen to any man is rejection. That is why people join cults and go to any length. The Hear Ye Him anointing is available. There are graces that when it rests upon you, as far as your generation is concerned, except you compromise on the principles that keep your relevance, there is no power that will quench your candlestick. Is someone learning now? Behind the extraordinary results of men are mysterious graces. Hallelujah. Yes. The RCCG, for instance, when you look at it, you would think it's just a man who God lifted and so he was just lucky. There is a grace that is receivable. Hallelujah. Dominion over territories. You can receive that grace. Impartation is powerful, but most people do not discern, even if they are sons of prophets. The sons of the prophets, they received the lectures, but they did not have the discernment to know. Hallelujah. Are we learning? For instance, look at this, that young gentleman who came. You will be surprised. This gentleman, when you see these kinds of experiences, is called God insisting on men. That means there is something. It's not about the boy. As weak and frail as he is, the sincerity of his heart brought him to a place. And you will see this boy by next year, and you will not believe. That is God for you. Are we together?
Yes.
Your business is valuable. Your services and products are needed, but your gift must be anointed. Just because you are gifted does not mean your world will need you. It must be anointed. Hallelujah. For I long to see you, Romans 1 verse 11, that I may impart upon you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. Not to the end that ye may be like me, to the end that ye may be established. Impartation is connected to establishment. Hallelujah. Go to them that sell. I'm happy to announce to you tonight with all humility that in this place, by the privilege of God's grace, there are them that sell. The idea of selling does not mean merchandising. It means they that make available upon demand. They that make available. Freely you have received, freely give. In this prophetic atmosphere, you can share the grace and go back with no evidence of the hand of God on your life. But someone be like Jacob tonight. No way. I missed it before. Lord, thank you for the chance you have given now. As far as OSS conference is concerned, don't say I've been attending every year. What is the proof? Hallelujah. Can I tell you, till today, every time I have the honor and the privilege of being with the fathers of faith, I'm just looking forward to the time when they speak over my life. No matter the discussion, I just laugh it through, just out of respect. But God, where my heart is. Hallelujah. One declaration by the Spirit and 1,000 cubits is measured for you. There are men who it is God that placed them where He placed them. And there is a throne in heaven that honors what they represent. Whether you believe it or not, it is an ordinance. It will not change. Hallelujah. There are people who have grace. If they pray on your products, even the devil will buy it. Hallelujah. And unbelievers know this. They may not accept Jesus, but when they are ready for certain results, they discern, whether by divination, they will quietly go either to some fathers of faith or smuggle themselves into a program that they have no business coming. They sit at the back, the trumpet is blown over them, they receive quietly and they rush. And the next thing, the product comes out. And you are wondering, what is this man doing? When Isaac blessed Jacob, Esau cried and said, "You mean nothing is left for me? What will make an adult who has skill already? He just came back from the forest. What will make an adult cry?" Most believers do not know the mystery of the hand of God upon the life of people. Hallelujah. All you see is not all there is. Don't show me your products. Let me see the hand that is upon it. Don't just show me your business. Let me see the hand that is upon it. If you believe what I'm telling you, because we're about to enter into a very, for the next few minutes, it's going to be an extraordinary experience. And I don't want you to be distracted. Not by your neighbor, even if you are family members. This is a personal affair. You are here, you are a man of God. Please swallow your pride and open up your heart and say, "This is the moment of encounter. Lord, I'm not going to let you go until your hand rests upon me. Until your hand rests upon me. Until your hand rests upon me." Can you begin to pray in the Spirit? Until your hand rests upon me. Na 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 na. Go ahead and pray. Going to be very fast. We are going to be praying, and whilst we are praying, at the same time, may I request that you bring out your prayer request and you can pass it. Do we have ushers that can help us make this happen? So you can pass your request to the person at the aisle and then they will pick it up and bring it here. So we'll just do everything very quickly. While you are writing your prayer request, those online, here is your chance. I'd like you to be praying already in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. These Egyptians that I see today, this trouble, this situation. Listen, I submit to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. I didn't start this as a ritual. I didn't even know that they used to collect this. It was by revelation, and it was a covenant of answered prayer. That every time you see, it's not a ritual. No. No. This is the most accurate representation of your faith and your desires. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, Philippians 4 and verse 6, by prayer and supplication, it says, let your request be made known. Don't assume, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. If you need a minute to write a few things, perhaps you omitted some other things out of fear. Shake away fear and write everything that you believe the God of Sabaoth will do for you. We're talking about the hand of God. The hand of God can scatter the mountains, break to pieces everything. Is it a rent issue? Is it an issue with your home? Is it an issue of a child? What is it that God cannot do? Hallelujah. Those online, I want you to connect. We're about to pray. We're stepping into a prophetic moment right now. And if you need to invite everybody around you to say, here is a point. We're praying. We're releasing the anointing. Coming upon someone. Coming upon a destiny. A man of God is about to encounter a higher level of grace. A business person. For someone from this OSS conference, you will not forget it in a hurry. Listen. When Samuel anointed Saul, three things happened to Saul. Number one, he said the donkey that has been missing has now gone back home. There is restoration when the anointing comes upon you. That things you have lost, relationships you have lost. For someone, you lost a job. For someone, you lost your finances, perhaps in a wrong business. It doesn't matter in what form or fashion. Believe the God of heaven to surprise you. With the anointing comes restoration. Number two, with the anointing comes favor and honor. You will see three men holding two loaves of bread. They will salute you and they will give to you. And it says to receive from them. For some of you, you will be surprised that in this atmosphere of worship, even before service is done, you will check your phone and you will see alerts. Where are you? I need to see you. And you are wondering for what? Listen, let me say this. With all due respect, just because people have made nonsense out of supernatural experiences should not make you believe everybody is a joker on stage. There are people who fear God and the word of God is upon their lips. Tonight, if you believe, congratulations. If you don't, save journey. Maybe next year, you will believe. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to request that Pastor Nat will usher our prayer session by blowing the trumpet. I'm always very happy if he's by my side and I'm ministering. Do you know why? Because the Bible tells us that when the trump of God shall sound, there will be a rising right from the grave. When the trump of God sounds, even the grave does not hold men. When there is a sound in the realm of the spirit that equals elevation, equals rising. Whether you are from the grave, no matter how long, you don't need to go to the graves one by one. Jesus spoke to one man's grave, but when the trumpet is a signal that as soon as the sound of the trump of the archangel, all of a sudden there will be a massive rising. We are using this prophetically, that by the sound of the trumpet, I want to see yourself. That if you were here, I want you to see yourself rising by the Spirit. At the sound of the trumpet, I want you to see yourself beyond the song that the trumpet is singing. I want you to see yourself ascending a ladder. So this is what you are doing in my life. This is what you are doing in my ministry. The hand of God reaching through worship, elevating someone, lifting someone, changing your level, wiping your tears. Are you ready? The moment the trumpet, as he begins to worship for a few minutes, you begin to pray in the spirit. And while you are praying, see yourself. Pray, let your mind be part of your prayer process. Yes, sir. See yourself rising. Arise. Shine. Arise. shine, arise, shine by the hand of God. Arise from the depression and the frustration that circumstances have kept you. God is speaking to someone. Arise by the hand of God, by the Spirit of God. Arise in business. Arise in ministry. Arise in destiny. Arise from the grave. We command the grave be open. 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 Financial grave be open. Marital grave be open. Ministerial grave be open in the name of Jesus. Someone is prophesying. I'm rising by the hand of God. Let the realm of the Spirit hear your voice. I am rising. Oh, I'm rising. I am rising.
We will rise in your name.
Adonai, you reign on high.
Prophesy, I am rising.
We will
from
rise.
The shadow, rising from every limitation.
You reign on high. We will rise. We will rise. In your name, Adonai. You reign on high.
Oh, we will rise.
We will rise.
In your
name, Adonai.
You reign.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're about to pray now. Listen. Let me have your attention. Listen. There are four things that are going to happen in this place concurrently at the same time. Number one, there are age-long infirmities, blood conditions, sicknesses, diseases that are locked up in your life and your destiny. It is time for them to go. Number two, there are yokes of darkness that have sat on the destinies of men, not allowing people to rise. The Bible says, what seest thou? And he said, four horns. These are the horns that have lifted up themselves against Jerusalem, Israel, and Judah, so that no man doth lift up his head. The assignment of these horns are to keep you down so that your head does not rise. And if you are the first person from your family whose head is now rising, they now press you down. Someone shout, no way. Say it again, no way. Shout it by the Spirit, say, no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know, to a point where in our generation now, there are people who are afraid of being successful, because the moment they rise, there are wicked spirits. Either they kill you or some mysterious disease just comes out. How does a young man, 23, 24 years, what is he doing with cancer? But because you are the one God is lifting, can I tell you, Satan will never waste his energy. Before he attacks you, he verifies how many people will be affected by your fall. It will be a waste to attack one man just for his sake. Every attack on your life, I'm telling you, is not because of you. It's because of the many connected to you. But I pray right now, every power, parakatosiata, sitting on everyone's destiny, I call upon the God of Sabaoth. Let those altars scatter now. May they scatter now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Altars bringing shame, bringing reproach to your life and your destiny. I cancel that statement, decapot from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm just hearing a song in my spirit.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Go ahead, celebrate your victory.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, the hand of the Lord is going to begin to locate a few people here. Please hear me. And ushers, very quickly, the next 3 minutes or so, I want you, for all those ones under the anointing, if you can, if there's no usher close to you and someone is under the anointing, please let me request, do well. Maybe someone can assist. Just bring them. There is a reason why we ask them to come to the front. Hallelujah. We are going to do this very, very fast. There is something that God is doing. The first thing that is happening right now is God is revealing to me. I want you to listen. If there is any family here that there has been a yoke of delay or anything connected to ancestry, you may not even know the root. I'm going to speak now. This is the first thing God is revealing. At the moment the power of God comes upon you, just know that your family is experiencing deliverance. Father, my God, in the name that is above all names, I stretch my hands. At the count of three, everyone, I want you to shout the name Jesus. There is a mighty deliverance fire that is about to rest upon people. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I curse those spirits. I curse those altars. Bring them out. I curse those spirits. Release them now. Release your destinies now. Release your destinies now. Bareke bereke dos koso preketa. Bring them out. I curse those spirits. Let them go. Release them at this or at this conference. May the hand of God judge the wicked. May the hand of God touch every altar in the name of Jesus. Bring them out. May the hand of God judge the wicked. May the abarakata makatos. Let that fire burn every altar, burn every enchantment.
Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth,
Yahweh,
Yahweh.
And the Lord is saying, release these families. I don't know what families have been held down. I come by an apostolic and prophetic anointing at this Oasis conference. Chains, break!
Yahweh,
chains, break! Chains, break!
The Lord,
chains, break!
The Lord,
chains, break!
Time for
chains, break!
Your glory.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yahweh, come on! Reveal your glory, Yahweh.
My God, hallelujah. I hear in my spirit, release their glory. Everything that has covered your glory, my Bible says, but thou, O Lord, as a shield for me. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. He says, my glory, my glory, my glory, my glory, my glory, the lifter up of my head. Everything that has covered your glory, we tear that veil now. We tear that veil now.
The Lord,
we tear that veil now. We tear that veil now. Listen, there are many of you with the level of gift and value that you carry, you should never be begging for bread. But when a man's glory is covered, whether by witchcraft, you are gifted but you remain small. I say it again, we come in the volume of the book. Anyone's glory that has been covered, we hear that veil now. We hear that veil. Aparakatosiata. We hear that veil now. Listen. Everyone say after me. Say, Father.
Father.
Say it again. Say, Father.
Father.
For my shame, give me double. For my shame, give me double. Open your mouth and pray 1 minute. For my shame. For my shame. For my shame. Don't be distracted. Another sound is coming. Don't be distracted. For my shame. For my shame. Let it be clear that your hand is upon me. Let it be clear that your hand is upon me. For my shame. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Who is Elizabeth? I'm hearing a name, Elizabeth. We may not have the time. Elizabeth. I'm seeing a woman, at least this woman should not be less than maybe 50 years old. This is what I'm seeing. I will pray for you, but I'm not seeing a young lady at all. Who is that? Mama is, no, let her stay where she is for the sake. Mama, I want to pray for you. Please lay your hand on your chest. Say after me, I will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I curse every manifestation of the spirit of death. You will not wake up having your right leg unable to move because of arthritis. I command that spirit to give way now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm hearing a name, Jessica. In the name of Jesus. I don't know where that person is, but I prophesy to you, Jessica. Who is Jessica? I decree and declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may the Lord restore your family. May the Lord restore your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wumi, I'm hearing the name Wumi. This will be a Yoruba name. Wumi, W-U-M-I. Wumi. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for you. The Lord is saying He's opening the gates of your career. Opening the gates of your career. Hear me, what God says to one, He says to all. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is someone here, you are a barrister. I'm seeing that doors have been closed for you. But in the name of Jesus, before the end of this year, I'm saying it to you prophetically. My God will open doors in a way that will surprise you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now for all of you who are in front here, I didn't bring you out to waste your time. I decree and declare, by the Spirit of the living God, everything God is correcting by His hand, everything God is arranging, may it be completed now. And every spirit that will not let you go, let it go now. Let it go now. Let it go now. Let it go now. This is Zion, the house of God. Let it go now. You are released forever. Your family is released forever. You will never forget this conference in a hurry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. For those who are fine, you can return to your seat rejoicing. I want to do something prophetically. We are still going to sing this song, Yahweh. Now, for all those who are sick, just listen to me. Prophetic instructions are very funny, but they carry power. While the worship is going on, all I want you to do is lay your hands where that sickness is. Are we together? Just lay your hands. And when it is time to shout, when Pastor Nat prompts you, just do what I'm asking you to do. Just shout by faith. And you will find out a marvelous miracle. This is what God is telling me. You see, the foolishness of the way of the Spirit is that the way of the Spirit is not understood by natural men. No matter what the sickness is, as they raise this song, the moment he's ready to blow the trumpet and he asks you to shout, just lay your hands. If it's your head, lay your hands there. If it's your back, if it's an internal problem, lay your hands there. And you can also stand in for a loved one. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. We'll do this for the next 2 minutes. And you watch the mighty miracles that God will bring in your body. Yes, sir.
Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth.
Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. My God, there are mighty miracles happening here now. I decree and declare, everyone having any pain, any area of your body, that pain leaves you now. You are here and you could not walk, feeling pains around your limbs. I decree and declare, may the hand of God rest upon you now. Migraine headaches, be healed now. Peptic ulcer, be healed now. Any growth around your body, lumps around your breast or abdominal region, we command those lumps to give way now. The Lord is showing me someone who has very severe, the upper part of your back, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have a serious problem bending. This is not the lower part, the upper part. The power of God is touching you right now. Shout a believing amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's someone, you don't have any obvious sickness, but you've been trusting God, and I'm seeing that you've been praying. You have hepatitis, and you have been trusting God to take that thing away. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, that spirit leaves your body now. High blood pressure. High blood pressure. High aparakatos katepe leketos yata. High blood pressure is leaving now. Now, there's someone, you've been feeling severe pain around your neck area. And this thing is, you are touching, is feeling like there's some mass growing. This thing is looking like symptoms of goiter. But in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you now. Right now, as I'm speaking, that pain leaves. Check yourself. That pain leaves now. That pain leaves now. The Lord is showing me a woman. You take in, but it never crosses 3 or 4 months. Something must happen and you lose the baby. This thing has repeated itself again and again. It's a demonic thing. I'm praying for you. My God, I just saw light as I mentioned this case. In the name of Jesus, whoever that person is, we announce to you by the hand of God, this is your season to carry your baby. This is your season to carry your baby. This is your season to carry your baby. In the name of Jesus. I feel stirred in my spirit to pray for children. There is such a demonic onslaught over the health and the minds of children. I'm aware that there are people connecting from across the globe. As a body of Christ, I want us to use 1 minute and pray right now for this demon spirit called mental health. We are going to call it by name and curse it to its root. Go ahead, in 1 minute. Here at Oasis, everyone child, the children in this ministry and the ones outside of this place, we are praying for them. 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 Decree and declare, mental health of any and all sorts, plaguing children, plaguing their destinies. We bring every child under the blood. We bring every child under the blood. You're watching from America, from the United Kingdom, from Australia. You're watching from across the globe. In the name of Jesus, we are releasing healing to the nations. Right from here, Lagos, Nigeria, we are releasing healing to our children. They shall not die. They are taught of the Lord. Their minds are revived. Their minds are revived. Their minds are revived. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We're almost done. Do you believe in financial prosperity? Believe, oh. If you don't believe God prospers people,
Let me tell you, the kind of lack and wants that will descend on your life, it will push you to the corridors of compromise. There is only one reason Israel goes to Egypt: hunger. Genesis 42 from verse 1 and 2. Jacob said, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. He said, why sit you here and look at one another? Go thither. Verse 2. Get thee down and buy for us, so that we will live and not die. That's how they became slaves in Egypt. This is the origin of their journey to slavery. Hunger. Every time there is hunger, Israel will always go to Egypt in search for bread. And people will begin to compromise. Can I tell you, God is not against your prospering. And there is a real anointing that prospers men. What God is against is your heart being lifted up. That what he gives you now replaces him. Where else will God prosper if not the church? Now, when it has to do with the subject of God blessing and helping people, there is a whole dynamics. There is a place for value, developing your gifts. There is a place for understanding the laws of wealth. I agree. There are many professionals here, people in the financial industry. We do not downplay that. But we are saying that in addition to all things, there is an advantage that the believer has in Christ. The Bible tells us, bless the Lord, Psalm 102. O my soul, and forget not his benefits. We do not serve him because of benefits. We serve him because we love him. But he is kind and benevolent. Are we together? Because the character of fatherhood according to scripture is the ease with which you give. Not just the presence of children. In the mind of scripture, the proof that you are father is that you are giving. If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Are you learning now? I'm saying this because I know that the body of Christ is going through a mix of so many things. I'm seeing many children come and line them here. Don't worry, we'll pray for them. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. I will ask my friend and brother to blow over them like that wind. It was the east wind that blew and brought all kinds of insects and pests to Egypt. And when God was taking away the plague, it was still the wind. We're using this, our children, as a point of contact. If you're coming with a child, just come with them. After 1 minute, you can stay with your child wherever and believe by faith. We're just using them as a point of contact. May it never be that a generation arises that hates Jesus. May it never be. Listen, you don't know the kind of attack that is on the generation of these children. You will think they are small. The ones that we call presidents today, once upon a time, the devil grew with them. Are we together? We look like young people, but whether you like it or not, you are getting old every day. I know that you are fresh, you are happy in the Lord. Yes, I agree. But whether you like it or not, every day you celebrate your birthday, you are not just celebrating the years you have spent. You are celebrating what is left. Hallelujah. And there was another generation that knew not Pharaoh. Let me distract what I'm saying. That finance thing, I'm going to pray for you on it. I must pray for you on it. If you don't believe it, transfer your amen to someone else. But let me tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, reject poverty. Let me repeat it for your hearing. Reject poverty. Reject it. Reject it. In the name of Jesus, reject it. Reject it. There is no honor in it. It brings reproach to the name of the Lord. It brings reproach to the saints. It pushes believers to the corridors of compromise. But for now, let's take a minute. I'm standing in faith, and we are going to pray and cry for these children. Whether it's your biological child that is here or not, in the next 1 minute, invest prayer over the next generation. Father, they will not be lost. This cancer of infant mortality, mental health issues, pray. All the infirmities you know that plague children, Father, let your hand rest upon our children. May they serve the God of their parents. May they serve the God of their parents. Pray for them. Lord, work on their mind. The things they learn in school, the things they learn watching television, the things they learn on the internet, purify their minds, oh God. Purify their minds, oh God. Pray that no parent will bury any of these children here. That no parent will bury any of these children here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for these children. In the name of Jesus, may you serve the God of your parents. The sicknesses that destroy children. I hope you know there is a spirit that attacked children when Moses was born. Many children died. When Jesus was born, many children died. We are praying no Oasis child, no redeemed child here represented will be buried by their parents. And if there is any child here who is sick, mysterious, inexplainable sickness that keeps eating up finances, we curse it right now. Now, again, I'm going to request, thank you, Pastor Nat. Pastor Nat is going to blow on the children. As they blow on these children, they may not understand what is happening, but we are entering a covenant, a prophetic covering of the hand of God. That is the meaning of the sound. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. When you hear the trumpet, shout. Shabbat. Go ahead. Shout over these children. Covered by the blood. Covered by the blood. Covered by his hand. Covered by the blood. Whether they are here or anywhere across the globe. Covered by the blood. Covered by the blood. Covered, immune against death, immune against failure, immune against decline and decadence. Hallelujah. Whatever took your parents long to achieve, may you achieve it in half the time. In the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate them as they go. We have to do this fast. Now hear me. Please hear me. I've studied a bit on the power to prosper. Because I was determined to do ministry with integrity. But among the many things that I learned as the key to a successful ministry is not just the purity of your heart. There are five elements that are required for a great ministry. Number one is the mandate. Number two is the strategy. Number three, the resources. Are we together? Yes. Number four is the backing. Among the many things required for ministry, if you lack resources, ministry does not just mean preaching. Whatever you are doing in the name of the Lord is ministry. There are many books today that should be written, but are not able to be written. And those mandated to bless them cannot be blessed. This conference, you see, is not just riding on the wings of the Holy Ghost alone. Money was spent. It takes wealth can protect integrity. Did you hear what I said? Wealth can build a fence around your integrity. Yes, it can. So I'm going to pray for you. We have been anointed to bless. And we communicate the whole counsel of God, including his desire to bless you. Listen, the anointing for prosperity comes on three areas of your life. My apologies that I'm stretching you. Number one, on your head, bringing wisdom. Number two, on your hand, bringing productivity. Or number three, on your feet, bringing direction. If you don't receive this threefold impartation, you will never prosper. Let me repeat it again. Number one, on your head. Job said, when his candle shined upon my head. If your head is dark, your pocket will be empty, for sure. Are we together? So it's not just about shouting amen. You must know where the anointing is resting. The anointing rests upon your head, supernatural creativity after the order of Bezalel. He said, there is a spirit in man, and the breath, the inspiration of the Almighty can make men. That means some of you at the end of this impartation, go and register the company. Prove that you have received the impartation truly. Are we together? Yes. At the end of it, you cook rice, delicious rice. Everybody is eating it for free. By the time the hand of God rests on your head, that can be something that God will use. There are people who have gone around the world because of supposedly nothing. There are some of you, your hands. A gentleman yesterday, Pastor Nat brought a gentleman who drew me in within 20 or 30 minutes. I didn't even know. I was minding my business and sipping juice, and I'll turn and see my face, my current face. Have you seen gifted people begging? Gifted people. They talk to you in 5 minutes and you say, why don't you own a television station with this level of intelligence? Their communication prowess is at another level. And yet they are using that communication to say, can you help me? And they say it so nicely, you feel guilty. You can't say no. On your head. Number two, your hand. The value of what is on your head is only revealed by what your hand does with it. Your hand is a symbol of your productivity. Pastor Nat, when the Philistines held Samson, they bound his hand. Listen to me. The hand is what executes what the mind has incubated. When God wants to prosper men, this is the secret God showed me. Some of us did not come from any background with anything unusual. If God did not show this light, only God knows what would have become of us. This is not about prosperity, money. No. Believers have been empowered for the end time service of the kingdom. I vow to God that I will never manipulate anybody for as long as I live and serve God, because I'm looking for something to eat. But that statement is an expensive statement. It rides upon the wings of the availability of resources. There are sincere people who have compromised today, not because they are evil. When people are hungry, anything becomes an option worth considering. Some of you right now, you came to this Oasis conference, you are already at the verge of compromise. Someone is already telling you, you know what to do, and by 1 week you will get a job. It's easy for church people to point hands at people and say you are this and that. When you tell people, listen, the idea of consecration is abstinence from and then devotion unto. It does not just stop at abstinence from. When you tell people abstain from, you must show them the way to be devoted to. Your head. Don't forget. Number two, your hand. Is it not true that God can hold the hands of men? So when his hand holds your hand, you will be surprised what the gift of God upon your life can do. Many of you, with all due respect and not to insult you, you are wasting grace and wasting value, creative ideas by the Spirit. And people with half the things God has placed in your hand, because it is not anointed. And then number three, you can have correct thinking, a transformed superior understanding. Together, but if light does not shine on your path, for you to prosper, the spirit of dimensions of wisdom, this is not my teaching, but there are two dimensions of it that are responsible for prosperity: divine direction and divine strategy. They are all subsets of wisdom. There are five levels of wisdom. And there are two of them important for you. prosperity, divine direction. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because of how he leads you. So you need guidance and direction. Guidance tells you your destination. Direction tells you your destination. Guidance shows you the steps. If I'm guiding you, I will say, follow that door and then go out. That is the exit. That's direction. But guidance will tell you how to come down from this elevated position. So to have direction is not enough. Direction means your destination, your correct destination is in view. But you need to be guided. And it is light. This was the secret of Job. I'm saying this so that you do not... I want you to receive from this conference that afterwards some of you are going to thank this man of God that stands before you. You say, Pastor Nath, you just saved me 10 years of mistakes, 20 years of confusion. Some of you right now, you got a lecture in 1 minute to reorder your understanding on finances. Don't think preachers are dummies. Not everybody is a fool. Suffering can teach you wisdom. You can access wisdom and learn how this thing works. I'm saying this because this is what someone is about to receive. I truly believe with all my heart that God is a good father. And among the many ways he wants to visit us by his hand is in this area of economic empowerment. School fees of children right now multiplied. Rent multiplied. Everything multiplied. If this grace is not released upon the body of Christ, soon we are going to lose our sons and daughters. Egypt will take all of them and they will curse God to his face because of economic factors. But we forbid that. Let's pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand in faith with Pastor Nath. Out of the abundance of your help and your mercy, for the sake of your name, for the sake of your kingdom, I pray over your precious people. You have helped many in different degrees, but Lord, there are many who need your help in the area of economy. They have stood the test of time through that, the financial troubles. Many of them have remained people of integrity. We cry, oh God, the hand that lifted Job, the hand that lifted Abraham, the hand that lifted Solomon, lifted David. In the name of Jesus, that marvelous hand that helped Uzziah until he prospered and became strong, may that hand rest on your head. May that hand rest on your head. From today, extraordinary intelligence. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, I pray for your hands. I don't know what has frustrated the works of your hands, but in the name of Jesus Christ, let an anointing rest on your hands. Go and prosper with your hands. Go and prosper with your hands. Go and prosper with your hands. Number three, by this prayer for someone, confusion is ending in your life. Prophetically, I pray over your feet. Whatever has been leading you to wrong places, wrong people, wrong businesses, wrong ventures, and you keep recycling pain, losses, and trouble, may you be redirected by his light. May your feet receive guidance. May your feet receive direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stretch your hands, everybody, and begin to speak over this request. Pastor Nat, please may I request that you come and join me? Hallelujah. Go ahead. These Egyptians, we are going to kneel before the Lord in 1 minute and we are going to cry that God will bring visitations over his people. Go ahead. We are praying. Please go ahead and pray. Father, visit your people for your name's sake. Turn their lives around. Give them testimonies, 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 testimonies. Avert death, oh God. Avert death. Let the year end in praise. Let it end in praise. Let it end in praise. Encourage their faith. Send helpers their way. Go ahead, stretch your hands. These Egyptians that we see today, you will see them no more forever.
Hallelujah. I'm led to sing two songs. Let the fire fall. Let the river flow. Let it burn inside and flow outside. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the river flow. Let it burn inside.
Aka Akaya Aka Jehovah Emma Ore Umeya Kenya Bibe Isi Kenzu Isi Kenzu Kena Iya Aka Aka Akaya Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
We ask for two things. Let your fire descend upon this request.
Yes, Lord.
Consume every single request here present. Secondly, let your mighty outstretched arm rest on every request. We declare that you have permanently settled every request once and for all. The Egyptians we see today, we see them no more. The Philistines, the Moabites, the Amalekites, the Jebusites, we drown them tonight. We declare that every request is answered by fire. Thank you for the visitation of your right hand that doeth valiant things. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, very quickly, I want to make an altar call here right now. There are people who came here today, the overflows. Please, everyone, let me have your attention for 1 minute. For the sake of someone who needs to make it right with Jesus. All this is about Him, about His glory, about His hand, but about your heart. Jesus is giving someone an opportunity to make it right. And if you are in this place under the sound of my voice, we cannot end this glorious service without giving you an opportunity to make it right. You are saying, Apostle, if you will ask me to come, I will come. I will come for Jesus. I will come to make Him known in my life. And then there are others who are saying, Apostle, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. Tired of playing games. I want to follow Him sincerely. I'm going to count 1 to 5. Don't wait for anyone to be the first. You are here. This is the business of you and Jesus. If you are making your way to the front, please boldly, as we begin to clap, come and stand right here. The devil is a liar. Don't let anyone stop you. God bless you, my dear. One. I begin my counting now. Please, those who are coming, can you clear the way for them so that they come? Don't be silent. Don't sit back there. Two. Three. Give them a big God bless you as they come. Apostle, I'm a good person, but I'm not sure if I'm saved or not. Join them. Join them. There is such a thing as the assurance of salvation. Join them.
Hallelujah.
Are you coming? I'm giving you one more minute.
What's that song that is in my spirit?
Till he returns or calls me home, here in the love of Christ I stand. Till he returns or calls me home, what height of love?
What height of love? What depth of peace? When fears are chilled, when strife is my God alone, my only Lord, here in the love of God, I pray.
Thank you very much for your bold decision. Please lift your right hand and say after me as loud as you can. Say, Lord Jesus, I declare that I love you with all my heart. I declare that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, and you are my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight and forever, I am a child of God, washed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Father, upon the integrity of your word and upon their confession of faith, I declare their sins forgiven. And in the name of Jesus, I call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. The power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over your life. I release you to live a victorious Christian life. And indeed, may the hand of God rest upon you. It is a new beginning for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, so all of you who are in front, a big congratulations. Please may I request that you follow this brother waving his hands. The counselors will have a word with you very quickly. And I understand for those who just made Jesus Lord of their lives online, online family, please you can scan the QR code and then fill the information as clear and truthful as you can. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Pastor Nat, thank you. Always a joy. Always a joy. Thank you, Oasis. The Lord increase you in Jesus' name.
Can we stand? Please, nobody leaving. We're going to pray for Apostle again. And then I hear that we should have a celebration before we go. A thanksgiving to see it. So we're going to declare Jesus here before we go to prophesy. But as I stood there, an apostle was ministering, you know, on finance. I mean, I just found myself so overwhelmed and weeping. You know what I kept saying? I was just grateful to God for this gift. I mean, I don't know if you want to clap, clap. The Bible says, let those who labor in the word, elders who labor in the word and doctrine, be accounted for what? Double honor. That double honor is a financial term. It says be paid well. But I want us to all rise and just honor the grace of God on this dear man that I love so much. The apostle there is not just an empty title. Apostle Joshua Selman. This is a gift, but what you are seeing is not just the operation of a gift. This is years of study.
burning candles, fastings, prayer, consecration. He goes ahead to Asaba to minister tomorrow. Now, this sort of ministry, Dr. Omar Okpai was teaching us, sometimes you need to finish from this and rest 2 weeks. This is serious energy, spiritual energy. The Bible says that virtue left Jesus. Virtue has left him. But he's not resting. He's flying to Asaba. Stretch forth your hands and just, if you've been blessed tonight, oh, please, can you open your mouth and bless this man of God? Out loud, out loud. You sounded louder when you prayed for yourself. It was like thunder when you were praying for, you know, your finances. Paul said, pray for me. Even Jesus said to Peter, pray. Intercede with me for an hour. That's Jesus. Cover this man from the scourge of the tongue. Declare that the Lord is a wall of fire round about him and the glory in his midst. Declare that as he goes from one place to another, from one kingdom to another kingdom, he will suffer no man to do him wrong. He will reprove kings for his sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Declare no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against him in judgment we condemn. Declare that the enemy shall not exact upon him. Neither shall the son of wickedness afflict him. That God will plague those that hate him. And God will beat down his foes before him. Paul said, pray for us. That we be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Unreasonable men. For not all men have faith. Declare that the Lord shields him from the arrows of the wicked. The Lord is his light and his salvation. Whom shall he fear? The Lord is the strength of his life. Of whom shall he be afraid? When his enemies and his foes came to eat up his flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Declare that Apostle Joshua Selman shall not fall. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Use him as a point of contact to every young minister genuinely serving the Lord. That none of us will fall. That God is his glory as the lifter of his head. You have no idea the attacks upon our lives. And let me tell you something. In this season, God gave me the word. We're in church. Oasis, remember, the name of God, Yahweh Sabaoth, came to us. And the way that God uses me in the body of Christ, every now and then in strategic season, I'll release a sound in the body of Christ. I released Yahweh Sabaoth, and then Daddy Gio sent for me and said I should go to come to Israel with him. And I'd shut down my international travel, but you know when Daddy Gio calls you, I was tired, but I went. Book ticket, went. We blew the trumpet over. I barely stayed 24 hours in Israel. I got in there because I had promised Izine and her husband Stanley to be at the program. I stayed in Israel for 18 hours. Blew the trumpet, came because some Jewish people invited us. Not knowing that God sent me there to release the sound and prepare that land, Jerusalem, for what's happening. Israel is God's prophetic symbol. So, as it goes with Israel, so it goes with the body of Christ. There is sign. And I know that in this season, there's a lot of warfare, attacks on David's.
You have no idea the attacks on men of God. Lucy was sharing with me. He finished outpouring, and the next night, an evil being came into the room to attack him. So when I say pray for us, especially the genuine ones. One more time, use Apostle Joshua Selman, a major sign and wonder to cover us. Pray for us in this season. Pray for us. That the enemy shall not exact upon us, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict us. That God will plague those that hate us. That God is our glory and the lifter up of our heads. That we will never look back. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, behold your son. He has watered us. He has blessed us. You have blessed us through him. Father, please say thank you to him on our behalf. Tell him a thank you. Your thank you will do more than our thank you. Will do more than our honorarium. Keep him as he goes from nation to nation. Every man of God who has watered us, every single one of them, Father, thank them on our behalf. May this conference be a defining conference even for their ministries. A new level of grace. A new manifestation of the hand of God on their lives.